Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, the Master of the National Maternity Hospital, Professor Shane Higgins, is with me in studio today for this afternoon's Making Babies. Good afternoon, Shane. How are things?
Good, Andrea. Thank you.
We're talking about the 20-week scan and what people can expect from that.
Yeah, look, I think it's a very important milestone in the pregnancy. So it's called a 20-week scan, but really we have shifted now to undertaking the scan more 21 to 22 weeks because the baby's that little bit bigger and therefore it's easier to do the actual scan. So this is a very detailed anatomical survey of the baby. So we look at everything that we can either measure or look at and describe as being normal. So parts of the baby's brain, a very thorough examination of the baby's heart, the face, the lips, the palate, the kidneys, the presence of kidneys, how they appear. And the people who are trained to do these scans can pick up on very subtle features that might indicate either an isolated abnormality for the baby or perhaps something that's more part of a syndrome, like a chromosomal abnormality. So some chromosomal abnormalities may give you some clues of their existence by way of anatomical abnormalities.
And by the time you get to the 20-week scan, how many scans have you had prior to this?
Well, most patients will have, in fact, all patients now will have had a booking scan at 12 weeks, but the baby's very small. So the length of the baby from the top of the head to the base of the spine is about 6.5-7 centimetres. So there's very little you can see. Some patients will have had other scans between the 12 weeks and the 22 weeks, but they're often really just to say, look, there's the baby, it's moving, there's a fetal heart present, there's plenty of fluid around the baby. This is the main opportunity and the first opportunity to, in Ireland at least, to have a very detailed survey of the baby to see. And you're looking to pick up things like congenital cardiac defects, so defects that babies are going to be born with that might require immediate intervention or transfer to a cardiac surgery unit in Crumlin or Temple Street. So it's important that this scan, every patient in Ireland is afforded this scan now, and it allows the clinicians that are looking after you, if there's a need, to best prepare for the delivery and what might be necessary immediately thereafter.
You often hear people talking about, you know, their concerns around even going for this in advance. Is there anything, even just from an emotional or mental perspective, that people can do to prepare themselves for it if they are concerned?
Well, I suppose statistically, the overwhelming likelihood is that you will come out of this with a big smile in your face because you'll have lovely pictures, videos, but the baby will have been assessed as being entirely normal.
Okay.
That's the majority, the vast majority of patients.
Yeah, but there is, as you mentioned, there's a number of conditions or syndromes that could possibly be identified during this scan as well.
So, you know, as I said, they're either isolated and will have, depending on the abnormality, will determine what significance they might have for the baby, or they might point the clinicians to think maybe some further investigation is required by way of maybe an amniocentesis or the NIPS test that we spoke about, which will screen for chromosomal abnormalities.
Is this the scan you find out the gender?
Yeah, look, sometimes you can find out the gender a little bit earlier. So there's different ways of finding out the gender. The NIPS test, which is the non-invasive prenatal screening, commercially known as Harmony or Panorama in this country, will allow you to tick a box to say, can we find out the gender of the baby? And that's the first one. A good scan at 16 weeks, if it's very obvious, you might be able to see it. But usually it's the 22-week scan, let's call it, now, that will identify the gender of the baby. Yeah.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Professor Shane Higgins this afternoon. Should you bring somebody with you, actually, to this scan?
Yeah, so partners are obviously very welcome. And I think they're a very good emotional support. And I think it's always nice to have them there. I think often partners are a little bit forgotten about when it comes to pregnancy and antenatal care. So it's really nice for them to be part of this. I encourage partners to go to as many antenatal visits or antenatal appointment scans as they might want to do. It's often difficult for them to get out of work when these appointments are during the day, but I think it's nice to be part of it.
Listener says, I was told I can find out the gender of my baby at my 20-week scan. I don't actually want to know, though. So will I need to tell them that in advance?
It's probably worthwhile, because sometimes if they're focusing, so for example, they're looking at the baby's bladder during a 20-week scan. They want to see the baby's bladder and they want to see two flashes of colour on either side. And that's going into maybe too much technical detail, but they will be drilling down to that level of detail. If there are genitalia present, even the person who's not trained in ultrasound might be able to say and at least suspect what the gender is. So yeah, say it to the person who's doing the scan. Sometimes patients don't want to know there and then, but they'd like to have it written on a piece of paper so that they can take it away and open it at their own leisure. You can do that also. So
if you're doing the gender reveal, this is where you might want to know what an envelope.
Some patients will bring back an ultrasound report to me and say, they've written down here. The sonographer will not write on the report what the gender of your baby is. If there's a female written somewhere on your report, it refers probably to the patient themselves because there's a default setting on the report that might write that.
But okay. Listeners wondering, Shane, is the 20-week scan different to the Panorama or the Harmony scan?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Panorama and Harmony scan are typically done much earlier, around the 10 to 12-week mark, because it gives you that reassurance much earlier in the pregnancy, but it also gives you the opportunity for further investigation and a plan of management should you need it. So that scan at 10 to 12 weeks is really just determining the exact gestational age of the baby, which is required for the full Panorama/Harmony test. So it's an entirely different scan. The anatomy scan should take somewhere between 20, 30 minutes to complete. Why there's a difference, if the baby's lying in an awkward position, you might find it difficult to get views of the heart and you have to wait for the baby to turn. So this can all add to the length of the scan, but it's typically 20, 30 minutes.
Do you suggest getting both?
I think they do different things. So the Harmony is really to check that the baby is chromosomally normal as far as chromosomes 13, 18 and 21 are concerned. You might have a normal anatomy scan and yet the baby might still have a chromosomal abnormality. It's not a diagnostic test for that.
We've had a couple of texts and questions in from listeners today, Shane, you know, around miscarriage and that being identified at scans and DNCs. But we might actually set that aside and maybe chat about that separately, perhaps next Wednesday. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if people have particular questions around that. But I do just want to mention, this listener says, I lost a baby in a late scan, so I would suggest always have your partner with you because it can be heartbreaking, says this texter. I just want to ask you too, Shane, about the RSV program and the immunization program as well.
Yeah, thanks, Andrea. And yeah, I'd certainly like to promote this for patients. So last winter, the HSE rolled out an RSV immunization program. And it was the first time that the country did this. And in fact, nearly 22,500 babies were immunized last winter. But the benefit of this really needs to be listened to appreciate. So 83% of women who were offered the immunization took it. It led to a 65% reduction in the total number of cases presenting, 57% reduction in cases presenting to emergency departments, 76% reduction in babies requiring hospitalization, and 65% reduction in babies needing intensive care. RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, causes really nasty respiratory infections amongst newborn babies. So it's a phenomenal reduction, and all clinicians would recommend this.
Is it a vaccine at birth then?
It's an immunization at birth. So the baby is immunized and the parents must consent on behalf of their baby on the day of birth. So every patient that's had a baby in our hospital since the 1st of September will be offered this immunization for their babies. Mums who've had babies between March, when the last immunization program finished, and the end of August, when this one started, can go online and book an appointment for their babies. But that catch-up immunization program is only going to run until the end of the first week in October. So I would encourage patients who've had babies between March and August to go online, book an appointment and have their baby immunized. It is really a phenomenal benefit for newborns.
And you can
newborns.
Do that through Holles Street, and I presume then the other maternity hospitals as
All
well.
All maternity hospitals are offering this, but the maternities aren't offering the catch-up service. That's been run through the HSE. So if you go online, www.hse.ie/conditions/RSV/immunization.
You'll be able to sign up there and find out details about it. Okay, Shane Higgins, Professor Shane Higgins, Master of the National Maternity Hospital. Shane, thanks a million for chatting us through the 20-week scan. And as I mentioned, we will talk actually more specifically about the DNCs and miscarriage that listeners mentioned there in next Wednesday afternoon's programme. You can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.